Nat Sieverbrunt appointed England women's captain, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-04-2019-11:00:09.716z, description colon all-rounder Nat Sieverbrunt is named England captain by new coach Charlotte Edwards, after Heather Knight held the role for 9 years. Sieverbrunt replaces Knight as England captain, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Nat Sieverbrunt has represented England 259 times across formats, Fionn Nguyen, BBC Sport journalist, published, 3 hours ago, 192 comments, England have appointed all-rounder Nat Sieverbrunt as their new captain. Sieverbrunt, 32, replaces Heather Knight, who spent 9 years in the role. She becomes just the fourth permanent England women's captain since 2000. Knight was sacked in March as a result of a review into the humiliating 16-0 Ashes defeat earlier in the year. Head coach John Lewis was also removed from his position and has been replaced by legendary former captain Charlotte Edwards. I'm really proud to take on the role of captain, and it's an honor to have been asked by Charlotte, someone I've always looked up to, said Sieverbrunt. Ever since I made my England debut back in 2013, all I have wanted to do is help the team in every way that I can. I will try my best to lead this team to success, while empowering them to be the best version of themselves. We have a really talented group, and we have a group that's united. It's a team I believe in and a team that can have a lot of success together. Sieverbrunt was the most likely candidate to take over, having been Knight's vice-captain, and is one of England's most experienced all-format cricketers. During the Ashes, she had stated her desire to fulfil the role when Knight's future remained uncertain, and has previously led England in 11 T20s and once in one-day internationals, with 9 of those being wins. But Sieverbrunt's appointment also felt inevitable considering England's lack of other leadership options, having failed to implement a proper succession plan despite the considerable length of Knight's tenure. Spinners Charlie Dean, 24, and Sophie Ecclestone, 25, were other potential candidates but are lacking in captaincy experience. England's home summer consists of white ball series against West Indies and India, starting in May, while Sieverbrunt's first major assignment will be the 50-over World Cup, which takes place in India in September, England to be accountable for fitness, Edwards, published April 2nd, What Next for England After Lewis Sacking, published March 21st. While Sieverbrunt's record when stepping in as captain is positive, 2 of the 3 defeats have come in highly press sunrised situations, again highlighting England's lack of structure without Knight. England failed to win a medal at the Commonwealth Games in 2022 when Knight missed the tournament with a hip injury, and the team's fielding imploded against West Indies during the T20 World Cup in 2024, where they went out at the group stage. But Sieverbrunt could benefit from the opportunity to lead in her own style rather than simply stepping into Knight's shoes for a brief time, while the partnership with Edwards is likely to be a significant boost. The pair have worked together for Mumbai Indians in the Women's Premier League, where they won the title for the 2nd time last month. Sieverbrunt played a starring role as the tournament's leading run scorer with 523 runs in 10 innings at an average of 65.37. and also took 12 wickets. But there will be concerns around her workload when taking on the captaincy, as England's most important batter and one of their most experienced bowlers. Sieverbrunt also recently welcomed her first child, a boy named Theodore, with her wife and former England seamer Catherine. Edwards and Sieverbrunt should complement each other well. Analysis by chief cricket reporter Stefan Chamilt. For all the talk of Charlie Dean, Sophie Ecclestone, or even an outsider like Grace Scrivens taking on the England captaincy, it would have been a shock had anyone other than Nat Sieverbrunt been given the job. The all-rounder was the previous vice-captain, England's best player, and said she wanted the job. When added to her existing relationship with head coach Charlotte Edwards, who herself said she wanted a three-format regular in charge, there was only one candidate. There will be concerns about adding extra responsibility to such a vital player, but there were similar worries when Ben Stokes was made men's captain, and that has proved a masterstroke. Perhaps a greater worry is how well leadership will sit with Sieverbrunt, who took a break from cricket in 2022 to focus on her mental health after standing in as captain for the Commonwealth Games. This is where Edwards will come in. It seems likely that the new coach will do a lot of heavy lifting in terms of leadership, tactics, and team culture, while Siverbrunt will set the example on the field. Their personalities should complement each other nicely. If the appointment of Siverbrunt held little mystery, then the squad for the series against West Indies next month should provide more intrigue, especially with England due to appoint a national selector for the first time. Edwards, so knowledgeable when it comes to the domestic game here and abroad, will have her own ideas, while those close to the England team have privately spoken about the need for personnel change. Related topics: England Women's Cricket Team Cricket. More on this story, get cricket news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments, you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 192. Top stories: how Arteta, Flick, and Luis Enrique are inspired by Guardiola, published 8 hours ago. Why hit a single when you can hit six? The making of a teen IPL star, published 1 hour ago. Siverbrunt replaces Knight as England captain, published 3 hours ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, on the front line with the London Ambulance Service, Yinka Bokani explores the life of Sean Diddy Combs, detectives recount cases which shaped their career. Join the hunt for Scotland's perfect pads. Elsewhere in sport, why hit a single when you can hit six? The making of a teen IPL star, one of football's greatest thinkers, how Guardiola inspired Champions League trio, Siverbrunt replaces Knight as England captain, will Ferrari turn their season around, the runner who went viral and sparked a campaign for change for women, Liverpool still need new blood, where will slot strengthen, who are the big winners and losers from the NFL draft, how are we still here? Class of 92 graduates still going strong, PSG worry me more than Real Madrid video. PSG worry me more than Real Madrid, a mole, a lion, and a confession, Premiership rugby talking points. Could Wrexham really reach the Premier League? Meet the heavyweight who teaches in sign language, the contenders to derail England's home World Cup. Eubank narrowly beats Ben, extended highlights. Video: Eubank narrowly beats Ben, extended highlights, soap opera twists and fatherly love. But what next for Eubank and Ben? Man City beat Forest to reach FA Cup final. Video: Man City beat Forest to reach FA Cup final. Who has made Troy's Premier League team of the week? London Marathon breaks world record for most finishers, 20 times, but now Man Utd must exit Ice Age. Resilient England finally get test they needed. Home news: sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies. Accessibility help, parental guidance, contact the BBC. BBC emails for you, advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window_underscore_underscore initial_data_equals backslash data_backslash colon backslash global navigation country equals it and language equals engb and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash engb backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercial.